Neon Talk Live. So, are you ready to hit start? Are we okay with this?
Yeah, I've been recording for the last few minutes.
Oh my God!
So, wait, hold on a second. Let me get this.
With the
rotate your phone. You can't. Wait, hold on a second. How's that? Wait, hold on, everybody. God bless America. Hold on. Wait, hold on. I am having some problems. Wait, hold on a second. Emily, get the keyboard up here. This raccoon is not helping me. Hold on a second. Oh my. Okay, there we go.
Are we on?
Yeah.
Oh, hello.
That's what we look like?
Yeah. You have learned the awful truth, my man.
You have finally been exposed to your own self. Okay, so what are we doing tonight? What are we doing here?
I don't know. I thought you might.
I was the one that recommended this.
It's like the like in Raiders of the Lost Ark. What do we do now,
what
Indy?
Do we do now?
I don't know. I'm making this up as I go along.
Jump over the boulder.
Okay.
So I need a little bit of water here. So what are we listening to tonight?
Well, you've brought in an album that I thought we'd do. Interesting title here called Belgian Jazz.
Right here. Oh, my God.
Let's see if we can get this in location.
That was almost boom jazz. That thing almost
that
went
boom
right
shuckalucka there. Let's get this up here where we can talk into it. All right.
That's
there.
That. All right. Hey, I think we're good. Yeah, we're
you
good.
You like that?
I'll grow a few inches and I'll be fine. You guys will hear me next week.
Well, don't have to crane your neck, but...
No, I'm joking.
There I am.
I'm actually shrinking for the... We don't want to get into this, but I'm actually... I've lost 3 inches in like the last 5 years and the doctors don't know why.
Really?
Yes.
Well.
I started out small and I'm going right back there.
Well, I'm getting up there myself, so I'm supposed to start to shrink.
That's right.
Some point. The trouble is that I got some kind of opposite gene pool from my oldest brother who grew straight up, got into the Marine Corps. Actually, no, it was me that went up. He went out. He had all the brawn.
So you guys got a reverse Benjamin Buttons kind of theory.
Yeah.
Biological.
Sort of. Yeah. Were we going to do something here?
Yes, we are.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, how are you? We were going to do a... I picked this up at a little record store this summer in Chicago. It's Belgian Jazz, and I was lured in by the faces on the front of the cover, and then I was totally captivated by what I heard when I got it. So, looks like a lineup for a bunch of guys that may have... stolen some cheddar cheese chips from a shop back in the 50s, but they're actually good fellas that make great music, and David B. is the leader of the orchestra, and I believe that's David right there.
Yeah, these guys look like they were working for Oppenheimer.
Yeah. They look like stand-up guys, so...
Well, what the heck? In the world of jazz, we'll go nuclear early.
That's right.
Let me put this thing on here and see what happens. Have you heard it yet?
Yes.
Whoop, sorry.
Yeah, that's a good part.
There we go.
Yeah.
Drop the needle.
Drop the needle, kid.
Hey.
Black Heaven? Or is this I Wonder Why You Made Me Cry?
This is I Wonder Why You Made Me Cry, yes.
Are you asking me... Were you asking, or no, that's the name of the song. No, were you asking me why I made you?
No, that's the name of the song on the album.
Okay, all right.
My goodness, aren't we sensitive tonight? Boy, we were ready for this. Let's just listen to this thing.
Oh, my God.
This sounds rather old world.
Yeah. This is the way the Belgians did it. This really does sound like I Wonder Why You Made Me Cry. It has that whole...
That's why I did the reason.
Any moment here, Amanda in the background's going to go, poop, poop, pee doo. There in the pauses.
Well, let's get away from the whole topic of crying here. And what I'd like to do to kind of bring the mood up a little bit is...
What would you like to do, Joe?
this last episode, coming from the delightful confines of Signal Hole, the home of the Neon Beat.
Yes.
And the recording of Neon Jazz. We just did 557, and this week we are honoring Charlie Parker Week. The celebration begins on the 16th to the 25th. It's the annual citywide celebration of one of the best musicians that transcends any genre, Charlie Parker.
Can I ask a jazz man a technical question?
I would love it.
What would sound like a technical question? I didn't mean this music.
I wanted to switch things up
like
this week.
I feel like I'm in a Felix the Cat cartoon.
There's a cartoon anvil up there.
There, yeah. No, I'll say it bluntly. Why do you feel, in your opinion, that Charlie Parker was so great?
I will answer it in several different ways, but the first thing that I will say to you, knowing the way his phrasing and his playing is, which for anybody that has two sets of ears that enjoys music has to know that you're experiencing something that is spectacular.
Unique, and it works.
Totally. And yeah. You've never heard anybody do it. I interviewed Terry Gibbs, who now is in his 90s. He's a vibraphonist, very forward, very brilliant mind in jazz, a wonderful human being. And he said to me at one point while we were talking about Bird, he just stopped and he said, I'm going to tell you right now, there's never going to be anybody like him ever again. It's like a spaceship came out in the middle of a field and dropped him out and flew off. It's like he's an alien. And a lot of people talk about that. What he did in 35 years is unbelievable.
Hmm.
So just in a very short way, it just so happened that he came from Kansas City. But the fact that he created that palatable ghost for us to kind of celebrate in a jazz town is pretty spectacular.
I know. The question might have seemed a little ludicrous at first, especially for jazz artists. It's like Louis Armstrong said to a reporter who asked him, what's jazz? And he says, man, if you gotta ask, you'll never know.
You'll never know. You'll never know. But the beauty of what we do in Kansas City is that we don't just say, oh, you know, Bird was here, you know, there's going to be a book released here and there, and we're going to move on our way. We always celebrate it. We have Lonnie McFadden, who's one of the coolest ambassadors of jazz, a very cool local cad, and Devon Benicott coming in from New York City. And these guys are going to light up the live stages from the Green Lady Lounge to the Phoenix, the Gem Theater, the Mutual Musicians Foundation. I mean, it goes on and on and on. And as we've said before, if you go through the regular lineup of places and musicians that play in this town, and you'll hear in this week's show, 557, Lonnie McFadden talks glowingly about he met Jay McShann in his living room. He has known people that knew Charlie Parker.
Mm-hmm.
He has seen for decades this town grow, and he said he's never seen Kansas City jazz as strong as it is today.
Really?
Yeah.
That's good to hear.
It's absolutely the strongest.
For those that would like to be kind of the voice of dissent and say that jazz is dying, it most certainly isn't here.
No. It is alive and well, and these guys, this hour that I'm doing, I urge you to listen to this hour. There's a lot of guys, Stephen Martin, Brahm, there's all kinds of guys, Herschel McWilliams, there's all kinds of cats that are on here that are constantly playing live music and celebrating that spirit of Kansas City jazz and furthering the envelope. They're creating their own sound, and it's nice, man. It's good.
Yeah.
And it's actually true, as you'll hear in the show, Charlie Parker really did like fried chicken. He loved it. He wasn't just named Bird. He loved chicken. I just want you all to know that.
Tell that story again. I mean, how he got his name.
He was in a tour bus outside of Nebraska, and at that time, and I think for a good part of his life, he didn't have that much money.
Yeah.
And they hit a chicken, and he screamed at the bus driver, stop the bus. I'm getting out. And he went out, and all of the guys in the bus looked almost in horror and fascination as he scooped up the bird, and he put it on the bus. They went to a house to stay for the night,
yeah.
And he got that thing out. He cooked it up, and all those guys came down and partook in that bird. And ever since then, they called him Bird.
Charlie Bird Parker.
Bird. And he actually loves fried chicken. I just want you to know that. I'm just telling you. He loves it. So do we.
Great story to go with it.
Without a doubt. So So yeah, it's a good celebration. The one cool thing too about this Charlie Parker week is that it culminates on Saturday the 25th, I believe, and you can go to his grave, and it's a very cool scene. They go to his grave that morning. They have a tour that goes through, and they go through all the landmarks in Kansas City, and they end up at his gravesite, and they play music and celebrate. It's very cool. It's a very solemn yet celebratory kind of honor of the ghost of Charlie Parker, and it's quite cool, man. I mean, when you think about the history of Kansas City, it always, sometimes I kind of stop and I think, man, Charlie Parker was from here, because he's one of the most spectacular musicians, and it transcends any genre, from blues, rock, pop, classical, anything. When you say Charlie Parker anywhere in the world, and I talk to these musicians, they can be in Russia and they could say, you know, I'm from Kansas City, and instantly they say Charlie Parker.
Yeah,
everybody knows him, and for a reason. You know, he did such phenomenal work on that instrument. How can you not know Bird? And he loved fried chicken, you know?
Yeah.
Uh-oh, low battery, 10%. You better start talking, pal.
Okay, well, I thought it was referring to me. We'll wrap this up pretty quickly, but sure. I was curious how the show, your show specifically, was doing on the Jazz Station.
I think it's doing pretty good. It's on KOJH 104.7. You can get it online. KOJHFM.org. It's on noon to one, and it's doing good. It's kind of weird to hear early shows. It's like that first season of Seinfeld. I'm kind of like, huh. It's kind of strange, but it works.
It's weird to hear your own shows, you know, when you're driving somewhere and you hear your own voice coming out of the dash. Mm-hmm. And I have more often not shake my head and go, that really didn't work. But, hey, you know, I try to bail it out with something like this. All
that's
right,
it.
Man.
That's it. That's right.
Well, nothing else to add here.
No, I
folks,
think we're good.
I think we've popped on with a couple of people making comments. This little miracle thing here called the internet and radio.
Together as one. Yeah, we were talking about you. And you called us. Yeah, we are wise guys. Yeah. Do what we can around here.
We brought our shine boxes, don't we?
We did bring our shine boxes. Well, kids, that's all we... I think that's all we got.
All we got. We'll trail it out here with the music, and thanks for joining us.
Enjoy the music, my friends.
Amen.
Yeah. Neon Jazz.